The $3.4 billion acquisition of Avista by Hydro One of Ontario was touted as a merger that would increase financial security and expertise for the Spokane-based company and its subsidiaries, including AEL&P in Alaska's capital city. It needed approval in each of the five states the power company does business, and Alaska regulators already greenlit the agreement. But the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission unanimously rejected it Wednesday, potentially dooming the deal. AEL&P spokeswoman Debbie Driscoll released a short statement saying Juneau's ratepayers would not be affected.
Like Avista, AEL&P is disappointed by the Washington Commission's order, which denied the approval of Hydro One's acquisition of Avista. However, the decision doesn't affect our operations. It continues to be business as usual for AEL&P, and we'll continue to move forward as we have.
Hydro One and Avista released a joint statement saying they were reviewing the order in detail and will determine the appropriate next steps. Both companies' stock price plunged following the news. Hydro One is 47% owned by the Ontario provincial government. Voters in Ontario elected Conservative populist Doug Ford in June. Rising utility rates and high executive salaries had made Hydro One unpopular across the province. The province's newly elected leader then forced Hydro One's CEO and governing board to resign during his first weeks in office. Washington's Utilities Commission said Hydro One's leadership purge had, quote, elevated the provincial government's political interests above the interests of other stakeholders. It concluded the merger was therefore not in the state's public interest. That decision came the same day Hydro One filed a brief seeking to reassure the Regulatory Commission of Alaska over reports of political interference in Ontario. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.